Welcome to another World Cafe Words and Music podcast from WXPN and NPR Music. I'm David Dye. Our guest today, Diego Garcia, is the former frontman of the indie rock band Elephant, which was together from 2002 to 2010, released two full-length albums. His debut solo album is called Laura and sounds a lot different than Elephant. Having a dreamy pop 70s sound drawn from inspirations like the work of Scott Walker and Serge Gainsbourg, the songs were inspired by an earlier breakup between Diego and his now wife, Laura. And I asked Diego about leaving Elephant and the change in the sound.
You know, life things happen. You change. And I think it's only the right thing to do that with your art as well. And about 4 or 5 years ago, I just felt like I'd said everything I needed to say, really, in with the Elephant. And I needed to do something different. And so I started working on this album. And that's when the journey really started on what I would sound like, you know. So that's kind of what sparked this record. And I guess the biggest motivation was, you know, getting my girl back, or at least reaching her one last time. You know, I never thought I'd even make the album. It wasn't really what I was thinking about. It was just getting these songs. It was helping me get through a tough time. So when it was time to record the record, it just felt right to have instruments like the ones you see in the room today, you know, cello, nylon, guitar, light drum set, setting a sort of foundation for me to whisper, because I wasn't really in the mood to yell or to stand even. So I hope that explains the different sound.
The only backtrack I would do is getting the girl back, and the album is Laura, and Laura is your wife, so one has to assume.
Yeah, it's ironic. I did this song. They were motivated, inspired by our breakup, and I think I grew during this process, and I realized a few things, one being, you know, if you want it to work, it has to be all about her. You know, you really have to just kind of give everything up and make her your number one, which I hadn't been doing. And so when I got a second chance, you know, I definitely put everything I had into her. And that second chance came well after I'd written these songs. And I'm not saying this record is the reason we're back together, but it's symbolic of sort of growing up.
A lot of women are nodding their heads and turning their radio up right now, so you're doing the right thing.
Uh-oh, and I'm getting the boyfriend or husband in trouble, so I'm sorry about that.
What do you want to begin with?
I guess we'll start off with a song called You Were Never There.
My God.
Diego Garcia beginning the session today with a song you may well have heard, Royal Cafe, You Were Never There. This band just sounds wonderful, Diego. You want to go around the room? Who's playing today?
Oh, it's my honor. I mean, this is the best part. I'm so lucky. You know, ironically, again, while this is a solo project, but it feels more like a band than anything I've ever done, including Elephant. One of my best friends, period, on cello, Daniel Bensi. We've known each other forever, and it just felt right to finally get serious. Zeke Zima from Buenos Aires, Argentina, on the guitar. He was frozen in 1954, and I de-thawed him. And is that the term? Zeke Hutch. Two Zeke's in this band, and that's great. It's so confusing on the emails. Zeke Hutch on drums, who you can't see his faces while he plays, but they're just... they're really why he's in the band. And then Chris O'Connell on bass. He's just, I think you might recognize him from those old pictures with Elvis.
You know, this album conjures up a lot of music, but not necessarily Latin music. It conjures up a lot of things from, I'm thinking Zombies and Scott Walker and all kinds of really wonderfully quiet romantic music from another era. When you talk about Zeke being from 1954, that's... not too far off.
Yeah.
Was that what you were going for?
Yeah. You know, I was born here. I was born in Detroit. I grew up in the States. So my education really is in English. And musically, I was inspired by, you know, Scott Walker, Lee Hazelwood. I mean, later, obviously. And earlier on, it was just like every kid, The Cure. And I went through that 80s phase, U2. I wanted to be Bono. And then you kind of get old and you start looking at the singers like Scott Walker. Mm. And so that explains me. And on this record, I wanted to address also the fact that my roots are from Argentina. You know, growing up, I also was exposed to Julio Iglesias, Sandro, Piero, all the great romantics, I guess. It's called La Época de Oro, or the Golden Age. The late 60s, early 70s, we're making some beautiful records out of Argentina, Chile, Spain. So I thought that was a really nice place to draw from musically. To create this sound, which I think, you know, touches on my story, which is I'm an American kid, but I'm also very Argentine as well. So yes, it was in the studio, we're very aware that we were doing this. You know, it just hadn't been done. I feel like the Latin market is represented by four people, really. And I have nothing against them, but it's just not me. You know, Ricky Martin, J-Lo, Mark Anthony, and Shakira. I mean, that is Latin music, and there's a lot more to Latin. And Nacional, I felt like we're on that path as well on the West Coast, and it just felt like they would be the perfect people to put out the album because they understood those references, which are you know, not so widely known here.
Yeah, Nacional, definitely a diverse label, I mean, if any.
Yeah.
Well, tell you what, why don't you do another one of these beautiful songs? What do you want to do next?
Well, we're going to change the color up. We're going to get a little darker. This song was written in Chinatown, New York City, on one of those many nights where, you know, I would walk home from the bar and you think you're alone, you're destroyed. So this song was inspired by that, which I hope you enjoy. It's called Stay.
A walk in the night by your house again. Oh, how we both pretend. So much to defend. You offer a kiss in a block of ice. Your friends offer cold advice. Frozen and precise. Stay with me. Take me away from these lights I know. From these wrong nights I know. From these wrong nights I know. You see is hell. You saved me from myself. Get me feeling well. Stay. Stay with me. You're my angel. Stay with me. Long nights I know. From these wrong nights.
And that is Stay, Diego Garcia. This great band playing live for us today. You know, listening to you, I wonder, do you have to learn how to sing differently to do this record?
Yeah, you know, the beautiful thing about singing is you get better the older you get. It's not like in sports, you know. The producer I worked with, Jorge Elbrecht, who, like me, his parents were from Costa Rica, grew up in Miami, you know, went to school here. We got along really well together because sensibility-wise, we were coming from the same place. It was funny. We were like, if you're not paying attention really to the music, we want it to sound as if it's being sung in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think in English, I write in English. I just didn't feel it was the right time to start singing in Spanish, but I wanted the intonations, the vibrato, the sort of delivery to be, you know, dramatic. And the best for me were those guys. This guy, Sandro, if you're driving around right now, go check him out when you get home. Sandro, S-A-N-D-R-O. You can hear what I'm talking about. But so did I learn how to sing differently? I guess, yeah. Yeah, I guess I did.
If one listens to the album, it's interesting because you don't do it exactly in the arc of a love affair or the lack of a love, you know, or what happened with you. It moves around. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Did you think about how you were going to put the album together?
Yeah, not to sound like, you know, completely pretentious, but Tarkovsky, one of my favorite directors, this Russian director, he said, you know, a movie needs to have a beginning, a middle, and an end, but not necessarily in that order. And that was the idea on the sequence. And on the songs themselves. I mean, the songs were born daily, inspired by different feelings. And then we recorded them. And for me, it fit to open with in a song like Inside My Heart, which is about closure, which can lead
to... Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah.
And then closing with a song that you would think should open a record, like All Eyes on You. It's a celebration. And it was my sort of... ode to Fellini's 8 and a half, where you have this movie and at the very end all the characters come back, and on All Eyes on You you have the nylon, you have the cello, you have these backing vocals, these big, and I think it's a nice way to end the story. It opens a door for the next one. I was really conscious of all that.
Diego Garcia is our guest, and Stay sounds kind of like a middle. I don't know where you want to go.
Yes, absolutely. This next one's called Roses and Wine.
Ever since it started, girl, I always knew from that moment that I would love you. It was Sunday morning, bells in the air, as I caught the shadow of your long red hair. Roses and wine, crimson and thyme, roses and wine. You talk so slowly in the morning rain. I remember forever, our fate's the same. I knew from that moment all things must end. There is no reason for us to pretend. Roses and wine, crimson and thyme, roses and wine. Tell me you love me, that's all I need to hear. Just go away and you can just stay here. Just tell me you love me, you never said before. Even when we were together I was never sure. I'm waiting, I'm waiting. Roses and wine, crimson.
Diego, this is I love the record, and it's just great to hear these songs live. And it must be kind of different for you, seeing as the way the album was made with one person playing all the instruments. Mm-hmm. To finally have a band like this is great.
Yeah, it's opened my eyes. I mean, I feel like the songs have come to life.
Totally. Well, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN and NPR Music is produced at WXPN in Philadelphia at xpn.org. Thank you for spending your time here with the World Cafe.